Eric?
So, as you know, I too am enthusiastic about it, but I think that there are three issues that have led people to be less enthusiastic. One is, it's the converse of what you said, is that this applies to a large subset of patients. I think people would be happier if this applied to a smaller subset of patients, and they felt that this were targeted to a specific group. The second is, I do think that people are less enthusiastic because of the capecitabine trial and not knowing quite what to do with it. And I think the third and very real issue is the cost. And I think that there is a bit of a visceral reaction to that.
I would just follow up on that. I think that, unfortunately, the cost got in everybody's way. And I'll speak for my institution now. This is the first drug that forced a change in our dispensing practices for the whole institution. And I don't know if any of you have had this as well, but we can't write for this drug without pre-approval now from an insurance company. And we've never had that before for any agent in our setting. And so it's a very big deal for us. And so the first part of it is that it's work, and it takes weeks to get the clearance. So you don't get to implement the drug precisely the way the study did, because typically now the patient starts chemo and in the next couple of weeks gets cleared. And the second issue, which we don't talk so much about, is that although the toxicities are very manageable and those of us who use the drug get used to it, the first patient, the first time somebody goes on it, it represents a little bit of a change in practice patterns for what the typical oncologist is used to. They're suddenly paying attention to urines and hypertension. I think it's work.
I wouldn't deny that cost is an issue. And of course it's an issue. But the cost is not markedly different than the cost of Herceptin when it was first available. And I don't recall people having the same reluctance.
Twice. I think it's more than twice as much for the year.
Not if you adjust for inflation and changes in the cost at the time. It's not a huge difference, and I don't recall that being a reluctance.
Enough to trigger a very different approach from the pharmacy. Maybe they should have done this with Herceptin, but they didn't for us.
I don't deny that the cost is an issue, but when I've heard people talk about their reluctance that Neil has mentioned, they haven't said, if this was approved so that cost was not an issue, I would be using it in a heartbeat. So I think that's one component of the reluctance, but it's certainly not the only one.
I think it's the other. It's just medical issues. It's a little bit of a different toxicity profile than the docs maybe have been used to. I don't know. I'm speculating.